from San Francisco, who's talking about the difference between obsessing yourself with results, which he says is a good thing to do. In other words, you've got to live in a real world where your feedback loop to what is really happening is much more important than your status. So as a jobbing Church of England bishop, when I go to work, I have to care much more about what's really happening with the people I'm with than I care about my status. And frankly, in a high status, high fantasy job, where people are always trying to put you in a position where you're doing the sort of Superman bit, that is not easy, but I think it's what you've got to struggle to do, to be radically, wholly pragmatic and to read results as being much more important than status gains. We all want to be popular, but that's not enough. We need to be more interested in being accountable than we are in being popular. And I don't think this is particularly for bishops, though it is for me, because I'm a bishop, but I think for clergy in general, actually. I think a more complicated society is one in which you simply cannot play the system and game the sociological realities of your context in the way that, you know, vicars could in the days of fox hunting parsons, and, you know, that just isn't on anymore. You've got to be clearly differentiate about yourself and anxious to be accountable as much as popular. Very often people look to you for certainty. I think you have to just not kid them. I can't give you certainty, but I can aim for clarity, which is something different. And I think as a value in the digital space, clarity actually conveys very easily, where I think certainty in the digital space makes you look like some fundamentalist idiot. And I think there again, it's quite important to say, I can't give you what you want, but I can try and help you derive clarity about what you're really saying here, if you really mean it. And I have far more conversations like that than I suspect my predecessors, who were somehow supposed to have the answer in their briefcase and pull it out and give it to people in a rather pre-digested way before anything else had happened. Of course, in the digital space, I'm very keen on harmony. I don't want lots of Glasgow street fights going on in my front room, but I have to value conflict more than harmony, because conflict is actually the essence of why is so much church life so boring? I mean, frankly, because we are embracing harmony rather than conflict. Conflict there will be, and sometimes conflict is a sign of energy directed according to people's passions and values and beliefs. And if we in the church get out of the passions, values and beliefs business, all that's left is an empty shell. And the job of bishops becomes, to quote John Keble, combing the hair on a corpse. And I'm not interested in doing that. You know, there's morticians in the States. We've got to do better than that. And we cannot do better than that without embracing conflict. Finally, and this is a big one for bishops in particular, but I think again for all involved in ordained ministry, we need to, you know, this invulnerability thing. Go on, boss, what's the answer? If we play along with that, then we'll be stuck with the answer we've given. And we have to reflect very carefully on why people might trust us or not. The General Synod, for example, doesn't want a bishop to chair its business committee. Now, that might be because they're all naughty and they ought to read the ordinal and discover that if they just read the ordinal, they'd discover what wonderful people bishops are and they'd want one. Alternatively, people like me have to ask ourselves, what is it about us, personally and spiritually, as we have been experienced by our colleagues and the people we serve in the Church of England, that means they don't trust us? And when we've asked that in very close particulars, what are we going to do about it? That's a much more searching journey for a bishop than simply playing the old invulnerability games, which we all used to get away with in the 60s, 70s, 80s, to a certain extent in the 90s, even a little bit in the noughties, but I would suggest not at all in future.